Moncrief on News Talk.
Well, now, over three quarters of people are unwilling to pay a higher price for more sustainable products. This is according to a survey by Pennies. But do you need to break the bank to be sustainable? And is there affordable and environmentally friendly options out there? Broadcaster Megan Scully joins me now. Megan, how are you?
I'm good, Anton. How are you getting on?
I'm good. I'm intrigued with this thing that it seems to be coming through in every industry. When asked, people say they really care about the environment. When asked if they'll pay for the environment, they say no.
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to, I think, social media. Like in terms of, we'll say, fashion trends, you know, everyone wants to be sustainable. They want to have a wardrobe full of, you know, I suppose, long-lasting sustainable clothes. But then you go onto your Instagram and suddenly it's the latest trend, the latest summer outfit, the latest holiday outfit, the latest festival outfit. I mean, we saw with the three nights of Taylor Swift, the outfits now, I have to say, on the Swifties were absolutely incredible. But, you know, I'd say people were going, trawling the internet to get these outfits. Like it seemed you couldn't turn up to the Viva unless you had sparkles and glitter and whatnot flying out there in cowboy boots and cowboy hats. And, you know, I guess you see trends like that. People just want to jump on the trends.
So how do I get my whatnot at a low price that's also sustainable and ethical?
Well, firstly, I would be talking to your family and friends. Like, I have a wardrobe full of clothes here, and a lot of them are hand-me-downs. They are clothes belonging to my mother. I have clothes belonging to my grandmother. I have a suit belonging to my late father. I have shirts belonging to my late brother. And I get quite a lot of clothes from family and friends as well, because being on TV, I think, you know, a lot of my family would say, look, you always need a new outfit. So instead, they'll kind of clear out their wardrobe and hand them down to me, which I always love that idea. I love wearing someone else's dress or suit on TV, because I think it's nice to kind of give it another day out. And I'm the same with my wardrobe. I often say to my friends, whoever want anything, please, you know, borrow it, take it. I think it's nice to kind of give people and share stuff around. And then another side of it is, I guess, charity shops and thrift shops. And I think still there's a kind, not, it's getting better, but there's this idea that charity shops only have certain style of clothes, or, you know, only certain types of people shop in there. I think there's this kind of idea that it's that kind of festival going look that, you know, they're the people that shop in charity shops. But I have to say, if you get into a charity shop and you go for a good route, you're going to find some incredible pieces, which I often do. I travel around the country for work. I've been over to the UK, but when I'm finished work and I have free time, I'm straight into the first charity shop.
See, the thing that I don't understand is, and maybe I shop the wrong way, but what I have is, I will know in my head I need X item of clothing. I now want to go to a shop that I'm pretty sure sells X item of clothing and purchase it as fast as I humanly can and get back out the door. Is the problem with charity shops not that you're highly unlikely to be able to find a thing that you want when you want it?
Well, that's the whole joy and beauty of it. Now, if you do want a certain specific something, yeah, you have to go into a shop. I think that's what happens then, because a lot of consumers want, we'll say, a white dress, because apparently white at the moment with Wimbledon on is the colour to wear. So therefore, what are you going to do? Instead of walking in or driving into a local shop, you're probably going to jump on the internet. So this is where we have the issue with fast fashion and with, I guess, buying stuff that is less sustainable, because you want to, as you said, you know where what shop you want to go to, but other consumers might think, where's the quickest place I can get it? I'll click onto the internet. I'll go through these fast fashion websites. I can click, you know, put in the basket, buy it, and sometimes even get next day delivery. So that's what people are opting for. But then that then creates the issue of, I guess, waste and fashion waste, because stuff arrives, it's the wrong sizing, it's not great condition. You wear it once, it falls apart. You wash it, it's gone. So it is kind of trying to think, change the process of shopping and maybe change people's perception and get people to think before they click, pretty much is what I'm trying to say.
What about the pricing, though? Because there's a sort of a sense that charity shops, they're always full of high-end designer clothes, and the people who work there have no idea of the value of these things and price them at bargain bucket prices, which couldn't be further from the truth. They know exactly what's there, and I assume they price accordingly.
Yeah, well, look, my mother has a charity shop, and we obviously would, like, the clothes maybe from Pennies or fast fashion brands would be cheaper because they are cheaper. But we wouldn't hike up the prices now in our charity shop. But I have noticed from all my charity shopping that an awful lot of shops are starting to raise the prices, and they are recognising that, okay, this is a designer brand, therefore I'm going to hike up the price. But that turns the consumer off, because when you go into a charity shop, you expect clothes to be cheap, and they should be, because that's the whole objective and the point of it, is that people go in, and it is for people maybe as well who also can't afford to shop and buy brand new stuff. And I think, and that's also bringing back to the joy aspect of it. When I go into a charity shop and I pick up a designer item for much less price, or even for a bargain, it just makes me so happy. Like right now in my closet, I have a crisp white Louis Copeland shirt that some man got tailored and dropped it into a charity shop, and I was the first one in there and I got it for a bargain, and I'm going to wear it forever.
Well, mazel tov, and we wish you health and happiness in it. Megan, thank you very much. That is Megan Scully.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.